Welcome back to Inside the County Board, broadcast at 9 p.m. the first Sunday of every month on News Talk 1130 WISN.
And I'm Harold Mester. My pleasure to be with you on this Sunday night. The current term of the County Board is almost over. That means it's election time in Milwaukee County. County Board seats are nonpartisan. That means they are elected in the spring election every 4 years. Now, the county board has downsized from 19 to 18 members effective with this election. All 18 of those seats are on the ballot this spring. Six supervisors are leaving the board. That includes Board Chairman Lee Holloway and Supervisors Linda Bruin, Paul Cesars, Joseph Rice, Johnny Thomas, and Ian Biddle Sr. And we hope to hear from some of those departing supervisors during our March broadcast. The race is on to replace them. In four of those districts that have departing supervisors, there will be a primary election on February 21st, and the general election for the rest of the seats will be held on April 3rd. In the 5th district, Chairman Holloway's current seat, it covers Washington Park area, most of downtown, the 3rd ward. The field of candidates includes Attorney Roy Evans, community activist Muhammad Mahdi, Priscilla E. Coggs-Jones, the daughter of former county supervisor and current state representative Elizabeth Coggs, Peter Thomas Blewett, who is currently on the Milwaukee School Board, Russell W. Stamper II, he is the son of Milwaukee County Reserve Judge Russell Stamper Sr., Chevy Johnson from the Milwaukee Area Workforce Investment Board, and Michael Brox, he is the founder of AfroFest, which later became African World Festival. Now, in the seat currently held by outgoing Supervisor Paul Cesars, that is District number 9, it covers most of Oak Creek, a good bit of Franklin, and all of Hales Corners. There are three candidates there, one from each of those municipalities. Kenneth A. Gale, an alderman from Oak Creek, Steve F. Taylor, an alderman from Franklin, and Donald G. Schwartz, he is a village trustee from Hales Corners. Moving on to the 15th district, that's the seat currently held by Supervisor Linda Bruin. Now, this district covers the area in Washington Heights, northern sections of Wauwatosa, parts of Milwaukee's west side, and also West Milwaukee. The four candidates there, Jerry Breutzman, who works in IT, Dan Cody, president of the Park People, Jill Wesolowski, and State Representative David Cullen. And by the way, I'm reading these names in the order that they appear on the list from the County Elections Commission. Also, District number 18 is the last one we'll cover tonight. That one includes the far northwest side of Milwaukee, currently held by Supervisor Johnny Thomas. The three candidates in that race are Tracy Corder, a social worker, A.T. Buford from the Milwaukee Urban League, and Deanna Alexander, who is a fiscal assistant for Milwaukee County. Again, there will be a primary in all of these seats on February 21st. The top two vote-getters in each of those contests will advance to the general election on April 3rd. As far as countywide races, the county executive is running unopposed, and that is Chris Abley. There is also a countywide race for a newly elected position in Milwaukee County for county comptroller, and we will also preview that race next month right here on our program. Stick around. We will take a more in-depth look at next month's program when Inside the County Board continues on News Talk 1130 WISN.